But in my early years, I do want to share a phrase that Lompo Pisano used. And for all I know, it was maybe the only time he said it. I doubt it, but I only ever heard Lompo say it once. And he said, and it was in a monastic only setting here at the monastery. And he said, monasteries are made of people. Monasteries are made of people. And seeing all the different people that have been here today and yesterday and over all the years, right? So you can have buildings, you can have land. I mean, this is all obvious stuff. I'm not saying anything that people don't know, but just to reflect on that. You know, you have buildings, you can have land, all of that. But what makes it a monastery is the people. But not just the people, the intention. We have Buddha Dhamma, we have intention, we have interest. So for all those years before Abhayagiri got started, all the years of interest and some of those very people, the Sangapala, is it Sangapala Foundation, is that right? That's the second word, foundation. You know, creating a foundation. It's, you know, that word is really important, that foundation. We all know that a foundation is what holds things up. Like this building is on a foundation. Without foundation, certain things, it just doesn't. You know, you have to create the foundations, physical, but also spiritual. And so all these decades of people, they're interested in Buddha Dhamma, interested in peace, interested in that unshakable peace that the Buddha showed us, that he showed the way to that unshakable, unconditional peace, and all the effort that's gone in. And so, and then of course we go right back to the foundations laid down by the Buddha. You know, all the effort that he put in 45 years, you know, after his awakening of sharing and establishing a sangha, that was really, that's our inheritance, is the Dhamma and Vinaya. You know, so the teachings and the discipline and holding each other up. And amazing, you know, 2,500 years, 2,600 years later that, you know, this, you know, that it's established here. So just the skillfulness of how a monastery like this comes into fruition.